Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're talking about bridging the gap between strategy and execution in mobile marketing. It's a critical step to make sure your campaigns are well designed to get the results that you're looking for without sacrificing quality over quantity.
Is mindset keeping your business from growing? Do you keep putting the same work in and seeing the same, or even worse, less results?
No, not less results.
Yes, it's happening. Do you have a plan to grow your business to markets on mobile?
Well, if you don't, your competitors are already planning a mobile marketing strategy that delivers cost-effective and value-driven campaigns. Before we get into changing your mindset and to teach you how to start feeling the growth with your marketing, Hazel's going to take 2 minutes to discuss what mobile wallet marketing actually is.
Thank you, Kim. So mobile wallet marketing is a real-time communications tool right on your mobile device. That makes sense. Yeah, it does. It is a mobile wallet pass that nicely fits into iPhone's Apple Wallet or Android, a third-party app in Android. And the pass has a back and a front to them. The front has the company name and the title, and the back has many extras to it, links to your social media, call to actions, listen links if you have a podcast, just like ours does.
Click the call, click the email.
Absolutely. And we're going to go into that a little bit further down in this episode. So for those of you who haven't had a chance to listen to Podcast 40, we discuss online and offline marketing integration via mobile, converting online prospects into offline customers using mobile to manage your offline marketing integration is super easy to do and doesn't cost much and links up your marketing efforts.
So let me just take a quick second here. That is episode 40, and yes, we have an entire library that talks about mobile marketing across a wide variety of industries, everything from real estate to online coaching, travel and tourism, automobile dealerships, podcast marketing. The library is located at dominoresearch.com/podcast.
Excellent. Thank you, Kim. So back to today's episode, we discuss 4 steps to take your strategy to execution and fill the gap in mobile marketing.
So before you gave us the mobile wallet marketing sort of how-to breakdown,
yes,
we asked a very important question. Do you have a plan to grow your business by marketing to mobile?
I think we should take even a step back and ask, in what ways do you rank and prioritize your marketing projects? Are those any opportunities, any big ideas in a way that makes the biggest impact for your business? And if you want, we can even break that down even further and ask, how are you prioritizing your marketing projects?
Okay, well, how do you prioritize? Maybe it's time to reprioritize your marketing. As you probably know, unless you live under a rock, there's been a big shift in the past 2 years in the way to market and connect and communicate with your customers, and it's primarily through mobile.
Right. So if you believe your business should be growing faster than it is, then you probably know that it's not the lack of marketing efforts, it's where you're putting your efforts. It's the lack of a true plan to grow your business on mobile.
So what we're kind of saying here is that just because you have a sales and marketing plan that you came up with more than 2 years ago,
right,
it probably needs some tweaking. If it's super old, it definitely needs a rewrite. If mobile isn't your primary focus, you really should look back and think about whether maybe you need to change that.
Right. And the good news is that we're about to tell you simple ways to plan and grow your business on mobile to bridge the strategy to execution gap in marketing.
So what exactly is the strategy to execution gap?
Well, in our past podcast, we discussed a mobile strategy and ways to execute the strategy. So the shift to a mobile is easy. Big tech companies like Apple, Google, Facebook have worked on this for years and years because they made the shift to mobile a couple of years ago. And it's easier for any for the companies today to follow suit.
Right. So 2016 was the year of mobile, according to like Google and Apple and Facebook and people like that. So how does that apply going forward for people who haven't gotten a mobile strategy plan and haven't gotten themselves sorted out on what they need to do to actually work their way into successful mobile campaigns?
All right. Well, we're going to go through four parts of execution. It's from setting up a mobile wallet pass. This is not an app. These are passes that are right, as I mentioned before, in Apple Wallet.
Wait, we should clarify.
Okay.
It's not that it's not an app. It's not a standalone app.
Right.
The app in the iPhone is Apple Wallet.
Yes.
And the app on Android is any one of a number of third-party apps. So other people with bigger distribution networks and bigger technology budgets and full-time programmers and full-time technical support people
right.
are basically carrying the heavy load.
Right, right. So companies like Facebook, when they started back in 2003, they weren't a mobile company. They weren't thinking mobile at the time. They were thinking...
Nobody was.
Nobody was. It didn't evolve till later on. Anyway, they were a website. And it was only in the last few years they realized, well, we need to think mobile first. We need to do all our programming and think our strategy on a mobile device first rather than from a laptop.
Right, because it's been 10 years now since the iPhone was introduced.
That's right. And that really was a game changer.
Okay, so let's go back into more detail about what you talked about earlier with the front and the back of a mobile wallet pass.
Right. So the front and the back. The front of the pass shows the company name and logo. So let's say you're a realtor and you are branding yourself. You're self-branded. You have a name. You have your name and your photo of yourself. You're on billboards. You're on
grocery store carts.
Right. You're on the bus stations where people sit. You also want to be in mobile.
Big time.
Absolutely. So the front of a pass for a realtor, you would put your face, you would put who you are, and perhaps even your brokerage.
The brokerage you work for. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. So if you're a event ticket, you would have the event right on the front of a pass with the event name and perhaps the dates of the event. If you were a podcast marketing pass like we are with Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, we have our name, Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, right on the front with our podcast logo.
We also put the latest, we update every week with the newest, or every 2 weeks, I should say, with the newest episode, which turns into a lock screen notification, which is something we'll handle down the road in this episode.
Absolutely. I believe that's point three. And if you are a mobile coupon, if you have a retail store and you're looking for more foot traffic, a mobile coupon is probably the way to go. And on the front of a mobile coupon, you would put your product name, the image, and what you're promoting. 10% off, BOGO. That's up to you.
I hate the term BOGO.
And if you would like to use our mobile wallet pass as a digital business card, the front of the pass would have your name, your company, and your profile pic of yourself. Very similar to what a realtor would do.
Right. And if you want to test out the digital business card, We run that on a $7 special for an entire 12 months. Pay once, keep it for a year.
Absolutely. So there's different ways to organize the pass, and these ways are endless. And if you want some suggestions and ideas, go to pinterest.com/mobile wallet, and you can see a variety of passes that we have to get ways that other businesses have executed with their strategies.
Well, that sounds simple enough. I mean, just like you would have your website logo, your company logo and stuff like that on the top of your website, the header on the pass, you would brand your company on the front.
That's right. That's right. So well, that brings us to our second part. Now that you have the first part and you have an idea of what to do, the second part of execution is the back of the pass.
Woo! Now, we love the back.
We love the back of the pass because this is where we can get creative with you. So right now you think if you don't know what to put on the back of the pass, there's two things you can do. And those are two separate lists. One would be, having all your social media profiles, write that out, put all your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, YouTube links, figure out what's relevant to be passed on. Figure out what's relevant that should be put on the pass. If you have a podcast like ours, a listen link, that should be put on the list. As you're writing this list, make another one with methods to contact your company, like your phone number, your email address, your physical address, links to your website, any support lines you have, whether it be live chat or a support desk. You also want to make a list and separate there.
Right. So these are call to actions, and we're going to address this later on.
Absolutely. You just take the list now, put them aside. We'll hold off on using them right now after we execute the third step. Now, the third step is from strategy to mobile, is to think about how and when you want to message your client base. Basically, what you want the world to know about you.
Okay, so this is like the direction that you want to go.
Right. So what do I mean by that, Kim? When thinking, you want to send the right message at the right time, which the benefit when doing this is that mobile is that it updates and notifies right on the lock screen, which is a huge plus for any company. I mean, that's prime real estate, being able to be seen on the lock screen.
Okay.
So when thinking mobile strategy, using mobile updates is a key component. So what types of messages do you want to be displayed on the lock screen?
Okay, well, let's use for an example. Yes. Let's use our pass that we use to market Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. Let's use the Podcast Marketer Pass. Tell me about that one.
Absolutely. That's a prime example to use. So we launch a mobile update with our latest episode and inform our listeners right on the lock screen of that episode. And they slide it open because it will be seen right on the front. And on the back of the pass, it has a direct listen link to the podcast. And that makes it so easy. I mean, you're listening to your podcast anyway on your mobile device. I know you are. I know 85% of you are, as a matter of fact. So being able to tell your listeners when your episode is coming out immediately and have those listens right there is huge.
Well, you're telling them to take an action. You're enabling them with an easy means and method to take that action. And you're giving them the satisfaction of taking that action and getting the instant gratification of whatever you're pushing in the link, whether it's a podcast or an email me or a call me or get directions to my business. It happens seamlessly right then and there.
Right. So that's a Podcast Marketer Pass. That's one of the products we have on our website, mobilewalletmarketer.com. Another product that we have is our event tickets. So event ticket, you may want to push a sponsorship out through there, let them know what booth number XYZ company is going to be at, or if you have any changes in the speaker's venue. Let's say the keynote speaker is being moved from room A to room B. It's easy to put that in a message, and that will be seen on the lock screen, and they'll be able to guide your attendees right to where you want them to go.
Right. So if you're running like a mobile coupon or a promo campaign, perhaps that's your lock screen update. So literally the messages or notifications can be what you're trying to promote at the time.
Right. So yeah, it's basically what you're pushing out on your campaign. So you want these messages to be current of what's going on in your company and current to the situation. Okay. No one way to message. Now, again, this is where you want your implementation to be easy. So we did that. We made it super easy. We made it easy by filling out a form. It goes into our system and sent out as a mobile update. Now, with this execution of what a message to send, you may want to think about when to send it. It's not only what to send, but what time of day.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So, if you're a mobile coupon, for instance, your retail store, you may not want to be able to send that coupon at 2 or 3 a.m. You want to send that coupon when someone's walking by your store.
Right, so that would be a proximity-based notification, which is completely separate in the system from a time-based notification.
That is correct.
Okay.
And we've gone through other episodes on our podcast and discussed iBeacons and
proximity marketing. And you can go back in the archives, dominoresearch.com/podcast.
Absolutely. And
so let's talk about the results, Hazel. What did we get for results?
Well, the results you'll see are basically off the charts. I mean, it's just a fabulous thing. We're seeing engagement from this just skyrocketing because the clients want to hear from you. Now, this is what the growth is. We see practical ways. So here's a practical way. You're at an NBA game, Major League Baseball game. Mobile updates are used to upgrade your seats or get a real-time offer from the food and beverage of that venue. They're seeing numbers rise, and real-time results are 70% upwards. In fact, it's hard for us not to come across poor results when using mobile.
Well, and you know, the Warriors, for instance, the Golden State Warriors, for their upcoming season, are only going to do mobile tickets. No more paper tickets.
That's right. That's huge. So you may not think that it is seeping into the world, but it is. Your consumers are expecting you to be on mobile. And if you're not, well, then you're not getting the results that others are getting, like your competitors. So the step four of our last execution is distribution of the pass. Now that I have a pass, I've created the front of the pass with my company, the back of the pass with what I wanted to say. How do I get it out to the world? There are different methods to do this. You can share a pass right on social media to your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. You can take the pass and go from mobile to mobile, from phone to phone. And that can be done using QR code. That can be done using AirDrop.
Short link.
Yes, we provide you with your own short link so you can know what's going on there. Anyway, also through, if you have a email list, your newsletter that goes out.
Anywhere you can include the URL.
Anywhere that includes the URL.
So really, you could say that there's kind of a shift in the way to market and connect with customers. And primarily right now, it's through mobile.
That's right. Mobile works, and it works incredibly well. Shifting your mindset towards mobile is now really up to you. We just provided you the tools out there. We gave you 4 execution points to update your business plan to make it mobile friendly. So that is all we have today. If you have any questions at all, if this still you're not sure how to use it, come talk to us about the strategy and execution of your campaign. We'll work with you on it. So, you know, it's a mind shift. It's changing. The world is changing, and you need to be with it.
Right. So that'll wrap up this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.